Writer and ethicist Jean Bethke Elstein died this month in Nashville, Tennessee. She was 72. As a very specific kind of political theorist, Elstein was known as a realist, unafraid to talk about God. It made her a unique and influential public intellectual of her time. Rather unusually, she held a joint appointment at the University of Chicago in both the Divinity School and the Political Science Department. William Schweiker was Elstein's colleague at the U of C and her friend, and he offered this remembrance.
One of the great things about having Jean come to the Divinity School is that it allowed us to have a working political theorist on our faculty, but for her, it allowed her to use texts in her teaching and her writing that are outside the usual canon of political science. And to be able to access that wealth of material can enrich a thinker's reflections on political life, which it did in her case.
Grounded in both political and religious thought, Elstein became a leading thinker on the concept of justifiable war, a tradition of Christian doctrine that goes back to Augustine.
Christians under this tradition are to protect the innocent, and sometimes that requires using military force to protect innocent people, and not only Augustine, who is a bishop in the church, but also Elstein in a whole history of reflection has seen that concern to defend the innocent as consistent with Christian faith.
That reflection made her a supporter of the use of U.S. power to protect the vulnerable as a moral imperative in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. And while Schweiker disagreed with his friend on that,
Jean was a kind of firebrand. She was a gadfly, not easily pigeonholed. Folks who like to pigeonhole her as, say, a neocon or a conservative, really missed the force of what she was trying to do, which was to provoke people to think seriously about the positions they held. I think she'll be remembered not for some system of thought or not some grand political theory. I think she'll be remembered more for this insistence that when we're thinking about political and social matters, we cannot forget the vulnerabilities of human life.
Until her death, Jean Bethke Elstein was still at work on the big issues of our day. She had turned her attention toward the political and moral aspects of sovereignty. Jean Bethke Elstein was 72 years old. She died this month. Coming up, over the past 10 years, the Scottish band Franz Ferdinand racked up a string of hits, including the one sneaking up behind me right now, music that borrowed as heavily from funk as from punk.
We always see ourselves as a dance band as much as a rock and roll band. Like, every person in the band is part of the rhythm.
We'll hear the long-awaited new music from Franz Ferdinand. That's in the next part of Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News.